I breathe deeply, laying face down on the canvas, recouping my energy as best I can. The downside of being in a submission hold for that long is that my back feels like it's on fire, and I know from bitter experience it's gonna hurt all fucking night now. But the upside? The entire time I was in that camel clutch, Jane was burning energy, tensing those muscles and pulling with all her might. The fresh-faced redhead ain't gonna be so fresh-faced anymore. She takes a few moments to catch her breath as she stands by the ropes, holding my bra in her hand like a trophy, before tossing it to her wife as a memento. All the while, I'm breathing slowly, steadily, in and out, in and out. Jane finally walks over to me and bends down, gripping a firm fist of hair as she helps me back to my feet. I wince and grimace, my scalp tingling as she pulls me up by the hair. But at the last second, my thighs power up and I hurl my right arm in a European uppercut. I roar, slamming her face with that uppercut and sending the cunt windmilling back in a stunned stupor. Megan and Tanya jump out of their seat, the smile on Megan's face just about as wide as the smile I just wiped off Tanya's. I follow up and grab the top rope, standing to the side of Jane as she hangs on the rope, dazed, and I slam 1, 2, 3 heavy kicks into her stomach. Each time, my foot slams into her abs, the basement fills with the echo of that audible smack of skin on skin. I wrap my left arm around her neck and pull her down into a headlock before I run, dragging her with me into the center of the ring, where I leap and slam her tits and face into the canvas with a mean running bulldog. A cacophonous boom blasted through the room as her face was slammed into the boards with our combined weight behind it. And I can't tell a lie, it felt fucking good, finally putting some hurt on the red-headed little cunt. She lay face down, her right leg twitching as her little brain rattled around her pretty skull, and I took the moment to recover a little, stretching out my aching back and catching my second wind. Wrestling, you see, it's not all about dishing out pain. It's also about how well you can take it. Jane, for example, was extremely skilled at working a bitch over. I can attest to that. Clearly, she and Tanya have had plenty of fun in the bedroom play wrestling. However, taking a beating is another story altogether. I doubt, even in their wildest play fights, that Tanya ever truly put the pedal to the metal and beat the crap out of her wife. No. Looking at how disoriented and dizzy Jane is already, I'd wager this might be the very first time she's ever been properly worked. Endurance, resistance and toughness, they're not things you're born with. Those are the kind of strengths you have to forge through bitter, agonizing experience. And I'm about to take this cunt to school.